Inclusion Now 66. Intersectional approaches to inclusive education under United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. By Marisa McKeith and Michelle Daly. Introduction. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, Article 24 on Education. https://social.deesa.un.org/issues/disability/crpd/article-24-education talks about the importance of having the right support in school. In realising this right, states parties shall ensure that effective individualised support measures are provided in environments that maximise academic and social development consistent with the goal of full inclusion. UNCRPD Article 24 on Education, Paragraph 2e. Marisa McKeith refers to the realisation of Article 24 in practice through her own school experience and the type of support she had. Marisa's experience demonstrates the importance of understanding the UNCRPD from an international perspective to influence policy and practice and ensure that we move towards inclusive education and achieve social justice and human rights for all disabled people in all areas of our lives. Supporting Marisa to achieve inclusive education, it was necessary to recognise her rights as a disabled child under UNCRPD Article 7 on Children with Disabilities. https://social.deesa.un.org/issues/disability/crpd/article-7-children-with-disabilities. Respecting her gender as a girl under UNCRPD Article 6 on Women with Disabilities. https://social.deesa.un.org/issues/disability/crpd/article-6-women-with-disabilities. As well as her rights to independent living to make choices and be in control of her own support. Under UNCRPD Article 19 on Living Independently and Being Included in the Community. https://social.deesa.un.org/issues/disability/crpd/article-19-living-independently-and-being-included-in-the-community. This illustrates that inclusive education cannot be achieved in isolation or by homogenising disabled people's experience and background. Marisa's experience. When I was finally accepted into a mainstream school, I was so excited. I was 11 and had been at my special school since I was 5. My special school did not believe in my communication system, so I was not receiving much that was appropriate for my age. I had had 2 years of one day a week in a primary school, which I enjoyed, made friends and learned a lot, but because it was only one day a week, I could not keep up. So to be accepted to go full-time to a mainstream school seemed wonderful. Unfortunately, the Senko at the new school did not believe in my communication system either. Her attitude was that if she did not know about it, it was not worth knowing about. She wouldn't let anybody teach the assistants. It seemed clear to me that the Senko did not want me in that school. She did not want to know how I communicated, and did not want the assistants at the school to learn about what I could do. I spent a lot of time away from the classrooms, alone with assistants who didn't know anything about me. The 2 years I spent there were awful, although some of the young people did try to make friends with me. I felt isolated and hopeless. I then had a few months at home recovering from an operation. I eventually got a teacher at home who said she would find a school for me. The attitude of the next school was completely different. They acknowledged what they did not know and asked for our help. We taught them the skills needed to assist me and were involved in the recruitment of my assistants. They were excited about learning new skills and ways of including me. The 2 years I spent there opened up worlds for me. Time was given for the young people to learn my communication system, and time was given to encourage the young people to get to know me. This school gave me the confidence to go on to further education college and then to university. I learned so much, and I still have a friend from that school over 20 years later. Conclusion. Marisa's experience highlights an example of what the UNCRPD is calling for, and the reasons why we need Article 24 implemented in our domestic law to achieve inclusive education as a right for all within mainstream education in the UK. Inclusive education within mainstream educational provisions shouldn't be an isolated experience. It should be the norm.